Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library on a beautiful fall day, Cindy.
I know, it's super gorgeous. I even walked to work today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Have you been walking to work all summer or fall?
No,
or?
Okay. Not always.
I did a few times. I walked to work this summer. I should really do it every day, actually.
I know. I should, too. But I'm always running late, so.
Yeah.
I was just true confessions, even though it's in a public arena, huh?
Yeah, the fall colors are beautiful, aren't they?
They are so beautiful, and the cooler temps at night. I mean, it's to me, it's my perfect happy time of year.
Yep, yep, that's right. And speaking of happy times, the library's open, right?
Yes, okay. Yes, and we'll review all those things. The library is open for certain hours of the day, and so we are open for people to walk in and browse, as well as for computer time. And those times are Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then we are open for business, which is curbside pickup, during the other hours that we're open, which would be Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from noon to 5 on Mondays and Fridays, and then noon to 7 on Wednesdays. And then we're open for curbside pickup from 10 until 1 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so you can call us if you're not sure about anything. We are just, you know, just give us a call. We'll remind you. And we are here to help you with all sorts of wonderful reading materials and things like that. So keep that in mind because we are open for some business. And then we are open for some time for you to come into the library. Because some people really like to browse and they like to look for things themselves. And I'm one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people are totally fine with, you know, having someone help them and pick things out. And that's totally fine, too. It's just we try to meet the needs of everyone. And, you know, there's always some limitations because of COVID.
Yep, for sure. Mm-hmm. So.
Sure.
All right, what do you got? Anything going on?
Oh, yes, we have a few things that are going on. In fact, we just started our Buck a Bag book sale. So keep that in mind. You come on down to the library when we're open, and you can fill a whole bag of books for $1 because we've had lots of time to do a lot of weeding, and we've got some fabulous things out there. So please, please, please stop and take advantage of that wonderful sale. You know, you know winter is coming. You might as well just stock up on all those wonderful reading things that you can do, and you know, to fill a whole bag of books for $1 is quite the deal.
Mm.
Yeah, and then another thing that we're doing is we're offering some make and takes during the month of October. And our first make and take that we're going to be offering is a zombie game for elementary age kids. And so this is anyone that's pretty much in kindergarten through sixth grade. It's really kind of a fun zombie game that you assemble, and there might be a treat or something in it too. So just give us a call, and then you can arrange a curbside pickup, or you can stop on down and pick one up, too. It's a first-come, first-served basis, and we're going to be offering different make-and-takes for kids and for adults and for teens and all sorts of things now throughout the fall and winter season. And so be watching for it because I've got an adult one that I'm going to be releasing shortly, too. So you're going to want to make sure to take advantage of that as well. Also, this afternoon, we have Steve Stairroot here from 1 to 3 p.m., which is the 6th of October, and then he'll be back again on the 20th of October. And so he'll be here Tuesdays from 1 to 3 p.m. On the 6th and the 20th to help with any questions or things like that that you need some help with. Also, we have our book club that meets. We are reading Before We Were Yours by Lisa Wingate, and if you're interested and you would like a copy of that book, either give us a call or stop in and let us know. And then we'll be meeting on the 26th of October, which is a Monday at 5 o'clock. So, yeah, we have a few things kind of going on here at the Appleton Library, and it's it's kind of fun to all offer right. a few exciting things like that here.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. Well, let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, we've got a few new books out. Jody Picoult has a new book out called The Book of 2 Days. After surviving a plane crash, a deaf doula travels to Egypt to reconnect with an old flame who is an archaeologist. Kind of an interesting read. Also new by James Patterson and J.D. Barker is The Coast to Coast Murders. It's a detective and FBI agent are baffled by a cross-country killing spree. Craig Johnson, the Longmire series. Craig Johnson has a new book out called Next to Last Stand, and it is the 16th book in that series. It's $1 million in a shoebox, and a piece of a painting might be the clues to an art heist. So kind of some interesting things. And then new in nonfiction, Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom by Jeanine Pirro. It's a Fox News host asks how anyone could vote against President Trump in the 2020 election. So this is her opinion on that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, H.R. McMaster has Battlegrounds. A former national security advisor gives his assessment of America's standing in the world and challenges to national and international security. So yeah, so a few new things out there. And if you know, this is a hot time for some new reads. And so if you've got a favorite author and you want to find out if they've got a book that's going to be released, just stop on down or give us a call, and we'd be happy to help you look into that for you, because there are a lot of new and exciting things that are coming out, and I just keep looking at those lists every single day to see, is someone coming out with a new book? Because I've got a few favorite authors that I've been waiting on myself personally, too.
Right. And like you've always said, October and November are big months for new releases, right?
Well, and I think, you know, obviously it's probably because of the Christmas season. You know, people are kind of, you know, hyped up and looking for those gifts and things like that. Maybe that is the reason why, but totally, you know, it just seems to be a really busy time for them, which is exciting anyway, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, tell our listeners where you're located, Cindy, and how can they get a hold of you again if they have any questions?
Sure. We're located in the Appleton Civic Center, and give us a call at 320-289-1681. And then keep in mind that we are open for business, where you can walk into the library on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 7 p.m., and Saturdays from 10 to 2. But we also have hours, office hours, that we are happy to arrange curbside pickup and do all sorts of other things for you during those regular times as well. So just give us a call. We're here to help you.
All right, Cindy, thank you, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds fabulous. Have a great week.
There we go. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.